never had a podcast.
You were so happy.
Who's gonna podcast? You're gonna podcast, and it's not gonna podcast, and it's not gonna podcast. So let's have the podcast right now.
I was like reading, you know how we have the.
Oh my god, that's so funny! I was reading it too,
and I just thought we got to do it.
Yes.
Why did you stop? You just got sick of it?
Well, you know, I don't know. Like, sometimes I gotta mix things up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like when it's, like, a new season and they change the intro.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep things fresh.
Yeah, I gotta, like, come up with, like, a fresh version of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, same lyrics,
make
but, like,
jazzier.
Yeah, like, Will and Grace style, how they, like, redid that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, we'll work on
that. Yes. And I realized in you know, as we like just were about to start this, and I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to chat about? And I'm like looking through my notes here. I haven't talked to you about anything that happened while you were gone, while I was watching your house.
No. Was it event-filled?
Thank goodness not as event-filled as last time. Because I told... So, and you know, and Ren's with me, so we're staying here. And we come in, and we've got a bunch of stuff. Because we had... It was like a weekend. We were staying at a bunch of different places. So we had, like, suitcases. We were on the move. And so we come in... We come inside and, you know, I tell Ren, like, you know, make sure you shut the door behind you and everything. And so bring the stuff in and I see the cat sitting in your courtyard.
The catio.
In the catio. Cat's looking at me like, oh, about time you got here.
Yeah.
And so I have like a funny picture of the cat like looking from far away.
Did
I say that where I zoomed in closer, closer, closer? Because the cat was like, you know. Then disappears.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Could not find this cat. And so now Ren and I are inside. And Ren was the last one through the door. So, and I'm thinking like he had a bunch of stuff. Like maybe the cat got out. I don't know.
Yeah.
We searched for this freaking cat
for
45 minutes. I'm not kidding. Because I was like, I swear to God I saw the cat. I just need to know that the cat is inside. Now that we're inside, I need to see this cat. And Ren was like, well, has
Let
the cat...
Let me guess where it ended up being.
Well...
Okay.
Because I looked... I even knew last time that when we were over here for Thanksgiving, we couldn't find the cat.
Oh, yeah.
You were like, oh, you know, he's probably like sleeping and blah, blah, blah. So I knew there were like only a few places this cat could be. So I'm looking. I feel like I looked under everything.
Yeah. They're sneaky.
So sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ren was like, well, I mean, has the cat gotten out before?
Once.
And then I have to tell him. Well, yes. One time the cat
Sarah
did
it
out.
Then,
yes.
Too.
And I was like, look, my track record is not good for coming over here for being in charge watching this cat for like, you know, and last time I locked the keys out, like I locked myself out.
Yeah.
It was a whole nightmare. So I'm like, I just need to know. After half an hour or plus of looking for this cat, 45 minutes looking for this cat, I was like, oh my God. And so finally I'm like whistle. I don't know what to do. I'm like, how do I get this cat? Like kitty, 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 kitty. I don't know. I'll whistle. And I'm saying all this out loud. So I'm like whistling and I'm like, oh, you don't whistle for a cat. That's how you get a dog. And then Ren goes, well, what would you use to get a cat? And he was like, I wonder if a cat would work to get a cat. So he downloads on his phone.
He didn't.
A cat piano.
He didn't.
Where you hit the keys of a cat.
Yeah, meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
No.
In 2 seconds,
no.
Your cat not only responded, but came marching out.
Did she meow back?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
That's how we knew. Because he pressed the button, and it was like a specific meow. And I was like, what the fuck did we just say to her?
What
did we say? We were like,
you need Google Translate.
I do. So like, and it would be like, this tone didn't work. And then it was interesting because like the lower tones, it sounds like our deeper cat voice. And then it gives like little teeny tiny kitten. And she responded to the kitten voices. So I was like, oh no, she thinks that there's a baby cat trapped in this house.
My God.
And now she's going to be looking for it. And
that's pretty clever of him.
I couldn't believe it. And then I was like, what? And then I kept on trying to give him credit for it. And he was like, well, you know, you gave me the idea with the dog. I'm like, no, 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 no. I did not give you I was whistling, which is the wrong thing to do. And then from that, you were like, let's do something that's smarter than that.
Was she in my pantry?
She was in your pantry, not that time, but this time she was in the closet. Mm. But I swear I looked in that closet. I mean, that cat is good. So after that.
That's a good tip, though.
Really good tip. Yeah. So download the cat piano. She'll at least meow. She'll just be like, the cat piano. And then you'll know where she is. And you'll be like, okay, we're good.
But even if I thought, oh, I should do a meow or something, I wouldn't think there was an app called the cat piano.
He just Googled like cat, like, or put in like cat sound, cat voice app or whatever.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, and so that works really, really well.
So glad we know that.
To in go for the higher pitched kitty cat sounds, and your cat will respond in 2 seconds. But it's like we stayed to like hang out with the cat and saw that cat one freaking time.
Really?
I mean, would not even let us.
What if she's like, racist?
I mean, I don't. She's a black cat, but.
This is so stupid. Well, because I wonder why. Maybe she was just mad at us for leaving and.
She was.
It's so weird.
And she didn't want to play with her toys. She didn't want to, like, try.
Dang.
And she, I mean, she, yeah, it's some, I didn't try to jiggle her food. God. I was like, here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Jiggle.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always shenanigans with you.
Yeah, never.
So eventful.
Yeah.
I'm glad it worked out.
It was fine. Okay. No problem. But then I was just like, I feel bad that. You know, I'm not giving the kitty cat any attention, but I tried. I was like,
yeah, you can only do so much.
Yeah, so cats are like that.
I wanted to update you on, we had that badass conversation, and then we did the poll of like, whether,
oh, yes,
you know,
whether they think badass is a female term or a male term.
Yeah.
Or would you use it?
Well, I keep thinking about it and how I was the one that was mistaken because I was trying to convey something.
Mm.
About the usage of that word, but I hadn't like distilled it enough. And so it was incorrect. So I had said people only use that about women. Like they say, she's such a badass about whatever. And then we did the poll and people disagreed with me. And I'm like, that's weird. What am I trying to get to?
Yeah, yeah.
It's that when people use the term, they're commending a woman for being masculine. That's what I don't like about it, is that we associate these compliments with strong women, mm-hmm. and really what we think is that women typically aren't strong, mm-hmm. and that they've taken on these masculine, stereotypical masculine traits, and we're like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's the rub for me, is like,
yeah.
that when a woman acts feminine, no one's clapping for her.
When really, and... Did we talk about the bar for intelligence for humans versus animals?
No.
And how, okay, so this all relates, I promise. But I watched this show, one of the Netflix Explained episodes that was on animal intelligence.
Yeah.
And it was talking about how humans, we like, here we are thinking we're like such intelligent animals, which, you know, we are, but we're ranking ourselves using a scale of human intelligence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Like, if you talk to an octopus, mm-hmm. and an octopus is like, well, to me, the smartest thing is being able to camouflage yourself to your environment in right. about a half a second.
Yeah.
So humans pretty fucking dumb.
Right. And like, the rubric is based
yes,
on our own values.
The rubric is based on our own. Mm-hmm. So when thinking about that the rubric that we're looking at for success and for things that, like, is a male rubric.
Yeah.
That the things that women...
Yeah, we
the
compare
skill,
it to
yes.
that.
Yes. I was even thinking that with... I've had a lot of thoughts recently during our time off.
Yeah.
Of how things in documentaries I've watched, articles I've read, stories I've heard that have related to things we've talked about in the past, where I'm able to kind of like synthesize it or like think about it in a different way.
Yeah.
And the other one that I was thinking about was... Mm-hmm. Being extreme, like having extreme behavior or like, thrill seeking,
mm-hmm.
like how we think like adrenaline junkies is like this male thing. But I was thinking about I was watching Nikki Glaser's stand up
mm-hmm.
and she's so funny.
Yeah.
And she's talks about like, you know, being very like sexually open and free. And she was like making this great joke about how she's sick and she like hasn't been in a relationship for like 6 years, and she's just dying to be in a relationship, not because she like likes being in a relationship, but because she just wants to be a slut without any of the guilt. Like, she just wants to like do the things in the bedroom that she wants to do, and she can't do them with just whoever. She wants to do all that. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I wonder if in a way engaging in more like, what do you want to call it? Like more... Because it's not risk-taking sexually, but it's more like...
taboo?
Or sexually adventurous. More like adventurous...
Yeah.
These adventurous, like, things in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, is kind of like being an adrenaline junkie. Or being, you know, because there is that, like... Go ahead and say, we had a really good time New Year's, and it was, like, really fun. And the next day, we were like, man, I'm, like... not depressed, but mm-hmm. like you're like, it was like two, you're like an adrenaline crash.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
But now I'm like spent I'm like adrenaline crash, like in the same way. And so it made me think, I'm like, oh my gosh, does that do the same thing in the way? It's the same feeling as like when I'm climbing a mountain, like when you're like, what's going to happen next? You're kind of like being really, vulnerable. There's a whole bunch of stuff
mm-hmm.
that we just like don't like look at stuff that like sex stuff as being part of like the normal human mm-hmm. emotional experience in the same ways.
Yeah.
And so I just was thinking about a whole bunch of that stuff.
Would you agree? This is what I've explained to Adam.
So yeah, women are badasses, I guess. And so are men.
Well, we are. But we can be badass and be feminine. Yes, that's what
correct,
I want.
Correct. Correct.
I want to be mm-hmm. clear about. Well, luckily I have Sarah watching my house when I'm gone.
Yep.
But I still have a ring system because you still have to protect your house.
Well, and also, let's remember, I set up the Christmas Sarah presents. Did. All nice.
I had very specific instructions for Sarah about when she was at our house for Christmas. Yep. She had to put the presents in a certain location yep. from Santa
mm-hmm.
and then position them so that the ring camera could see, so that when we were in Florida, mm-hmm. we could see the Santa did in fact come.
How'd I do?
Well, I mean, you helped Santa. I mean, you,
obviously.
Yeah. Like you told him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, of course.
It worked great. And Lincoln was very excited to come home and open all of them. But Ring is great for if you have a package delivered when you're out, or if someone's at your door and you don't know who it is, you can just check on your phone and it'll alert you. And then you can talk to them. It's so great. It just gives you peace of mind and also entertainment.
Yeah.
Often.
Oh my gosh.
As a listener, you have a special offer on a Ring Starter Kit available right now with a Ring Video Doorbell 2 and motion activated floodlight cam. The starter yes. kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home, no matter what the season brings. With Ring, you're always home. Just go to ring.com/braincandy. That's ring.com/braincandy. So, thinking about the adrenaline thing, I was saying to Adam that I feel doomed because, having done the challenges and stuff, and I'm sure we've talked about this on the show, that our like baseline for what's exciting has been so skewed.
Totally.
By all of these really unnatural experiences mm-hmm. where you like get to go places you wouldn't normally and do things you wouldn't normally. And so like I'm just always waiting for my next fix
mm-hmm.
of like
yeah.
And that's why I've said before the only time I get that now is when I'm participating in high risk behavior, whether that's something naughty or like I shouldn't be doing it. And that's
mm-hmm.
terrible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you feel doomed or do you think that's just me?
No, I think I've found you have to like almost find ways to kind of create that.
Yeah.
You know, and it is kind of like being like exploring in like different ways, like in a weird way, like Ren and I went on a hike and we got lost. And we, I mean, not like lost, but we just like, we're like, oh, let's just
that.
Go this way, whatever. That there were elements of that.
Yeah.
That scratched that itch. In
yeah.
The same
cause you
way.
Don't know what's going to
cause
happen.
I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Right. We might get, and then there's like this, oh, it's just around the corner. Oh no, it's not, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So in, it's really just being, you know, like take and it's how we label those moments too. So on a challenge, when I'm faced with a challenge, for lack of a better term, or like a
struggle. Yeah, it was aptly named.
Yes, it was, mm-hmm. right? I know it's under the umbrella of this being like a safe, like this is supposed to happen in right. this setting.
Right.
It's safe, it's fine, it's normal, it's expected, it's whatevs. And if I can have that same approach to the all the things that could go wrong and the twists and turns and whatever on something like a hike and just say, oh, you know, I could get lost. I could, you could, you know, whatever, but it's like, that's what's going to happen because mm-hmm. we're on a hike. Then it's fun and it's exciting and it's part of the adventure. But if I look at that as scary and dangerous and, you know, bad, then it's not going to be as pleasurable in the same way as a lot of the things that happen on the challenge. If they were to happen in regular life, you'd yeah. be like, this is awful. So it's right. all like the framing and the perspective and yeah. like how we frame the experience. So if we're able to just like kind of look at anything at like whatever it is with like this understanding of like that life is an adventure and some crazy shit might happen, then I think we can be better at finding those, I don't know, adrenaline fixes without mm-hmm. it turning into anxiety provoking, like fear.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah. it's like a labeling.
You have to be
thing.
Really intentional though. Because
super
hard work.
Intentional.
Because you're like resetting your whole brain.
Yes.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like remember when it was like a while back and we both had shitty hotel. Oh, it was when we were traveling. And you had the experience where you couldn't wear what you wanted to when you were interviewing one of the inmates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you had to, like, walk down the street yeah, in yeah, a million, yeah. like, that, you know, and that on that same, as you were sharing that, like, I had a trip, like, that same week where, like, I ended up in this weird hotel room that looked like, it was
Bates.
Just, yes. And so like, if you can look at those moments and like, as
oh yeah, like exciting, this is going to be a great story.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you're good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I think,
agree
it.
With you.
So those things, so you can find those. It's just like labeling them. This is an adventure, not holy shit.
I'm uncomfortable and
yeah,
I hate it.
Correct.
Yeah.
That was a long-winded way for me to say.
Yeah,
yes,
guys, can you believe
it.
I got like excommunicated from a prison because I'm a harlot. Essentially, yes.
Well, if you were going to get kicked out for anything, that is what I would expect yeah, it to be, Susie.
Yeah, usually they accept those people with open arms, but not me, boy. Yeah, I was visiting Jerry Sandusky, and wouldn't you know, they were like, you can go down to Dollar Tree. It's like 2 miles away, and there are no Ubers because we're in the middle of nowhere. Good luck. You have to be back in 20 minutes. And I started running.
I
and
can't
I'm like,
believe
this.
This
is foolish.
Susie's
run.
Running down the street in her blazer.
Speaking of running, that guy that wrote Joker, Todd Phillips,
yes.
I saw an interview he did wherein he said that, you remember the part at the beginning of the film when Joker's running away from those, or
yes.
chasing those
yes.
kids? And Todd said, I don't think you really ever truly know someone unless you've seen them run.
This is true.
I love that.
This is so true.
Because it's at your most vulnerable,
oh,
really.
Oh, my God. And when somebody is like...
like Phoebe?
Yes. I'm always like... it's like uncomfortable. I remember one of the best compliments I ever received. I can still remember exactly where I was hearing this. I was working on set with my mom when I was like assisting her in wardrobe, and I had to run back to the trailer to get something like a
yeah.
safety pin or something like that. And I ran, and when I got back, one of the like production coordinators, some dude, like real dude mm-hmm. who happened to also in his side job pose for the covers of romance novels.
Oh,
so this
God.
Is the kind of guy who's
yeah.
telling me this.
Okay.
He was like, wow, you run like an athlete. You've got, and I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like
how old
there
are
has
you?
21.
Oh.
There, I don't think there's been a better compliment since.
Well, the weird thing is, well, I guess because at that time you didn't see yourself as an athlete really, which is weird.
No,
because,
definitely not. Yeah.
But you are.
But I was like the goth chick then. So when you see the goth chick and then she like, runs.
I'm sure it did surprise people.
People are like, what is going on? You're not supposed to run. You don't look like you've ever seen outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but
yes.
you internalized that compliment.
Yeah, For sure.
Because everyone wants to look good when they run.
Yep. And that was like, that was always be my goal with trainers. They'd be like, so what are your fitness goals? I'd just be like, not looking like a loser. Just make it so I look cool when I work out. Yes.
I have a question for you. I know this is like your episode and everything, but you were making me think we were talking about the brain.
Yeah.
I'm reading this book right now. I think it's called Energy Healing, and it's about like if you can kind of heal yourself.
I love this.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Oh my God. Tell my mom. She'll talk your ear off or do.
I think it's perfect for you because you're kind of in between.
Totally. I'm into it.
Yeah. But it was talking about that experience that people have when they like a near death or or almost like a death experience. Yeah. And then they all have the same experience and they talk about the light and all that. And then it was saying how doctors claim that that can come from, like, if you're experiencing trauma physically, which you are in that situation, that you're flooded with these endorphins that then can give you that sense that people claim they have where they feel so comforted and so safe and happier and at peace than they've ever been before during that time. Do you think that is what is happening, or do you think they're actually transitioning from life to death?
I think that there's more that we don't know the answer to.
Yeah.
I think that there's more, you know, it's kind of like what we talked about a few episodes ago where it's like all this weird space in between is where all the mystery lies.
Yeah.
And I just feel like there's so much that, you know, even like just time and how long a minute is in, you know, for you to be in that place of, you know, I was just watching the movie Contact. Have you seen that movie with Jodie Foster? Came out years ago. Yeah. I want to say like 1996 or something.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Where, you know, they're contacted by another, like an alien life form. And they end up getting these blueprints to build this like time transportation, like machine. And I think one of the best, most accurately done sci-fi movies that really could. And then I found out it was freaking written by Carl Sagan. No wonder. I was like, this is so fucking accurate. And then I read at the end, it said based on the novel by Carl Sagan. I was like, oh, okay. Based on like the novel by like the best astrophysicist, like of our time.
Right.
Okay. There you go. So, at least the most popular one. And I think it was a trauma. Anyways, it doesn't matter. So when they, in the whole thing, they create this machine that falls through, it's like this orb that just falls. And as it's falling, the video that's recording her cuts out and there's like 16 hours of static that gets recorded. And she comes back reporting like, this was my whole experience. I had this 16 hours. I can approximate it to be about 16 hours of time that I spent talking to this, you know, like in this whole experience of seeing these things, talking to this alien life, to getting this information, blah, blah, blah. And when she comes back to Earth, they're like, you made up all of that because you were only gone for, I mean, that thing fell right through.
It was like Narnia.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, the last scene is like the one of the scientists going, well, you do know we have 16 hours of recorded static, like that matches like her time frame. So how could we have 16 hours recorded? So like, obviously she's telling the truth, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But you kind of see the whole point I'm making is like, that's just, again, our relationship with time. And so I wonder if in that moment, like based on the tools that we have to measure what's going on in the brain and how fast synapses are happening, da, 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 it can look like one thing.
Yeah.
But it could be this entire, and I know from when I've done some psychedelic drugs that sometimes.
This is funny every time.
I had the information of lifetimes in a mere 15 minutes.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
The information of lifetime. Okay, let me give you information about furniture.
That will also last a lifetime.
It will last a lifetime. Joybird Furniture is so gorgeous. You've seen it in my house. I'm always posting it on Instagram. Here's what I love about these pieces. You get them online, so you always think, are they really high quality?
So high quality.
They are so high quality, and they're made to order. They're customizable. So like you can choose from over 50 fabrics and leather options, and you can choose from different shades of woods and different silhouettes of the furniture. So you can kind of make it whatever you envision. And they have kid and pet friendly upholstery options too. So they won't get ruined by your dumb.
You know, when you say kit friendly, I was like, oh, is that like a baby goat or something? That's probably like friendly. I think that's a kid too. Okay. Yeah. It's friendly for that too.
And they let you keep it for a year as a trial, 365 day home trial. So if you don't love it after that, you can still return it. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/braincandy. See how Joybird can help you make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/braincandy. Go to joybird.com/braincandy and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code braincandy.
I'm in the market for a sectional sofa, so.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Look no further.
Right.
Okay, so you kind of just think, there's more to the story. We don't know.
Yeah. I just think that for that, in that millisecond, I mean, because for real, like when I had my psychedelic drug experience, I was sitting in a chair that is a chair that's been in our family for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And I tapped my pinky on the chair and I was like halfway in, halfway out. I feel like this world or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding. Every single memory that I ever had about that chair and also my pinky came rushing to me like they were all in there. And now it was like, remember your pinky, remember the chair, remember this, remember this, remember this, remember this. And it was like every memory I ever had, almost to show like everything you ever experienced is still all in there. And it's all this. It's just what you choose to look at, what you choose to hold on to. But it was like in a split second, I had information from my entire life and like so fast. So I just think that we just don't, for doctors to be like, open and shut, like this is what it is. We don't freaking know anything. Like EKGs and all this stuff, the things that we're using to measure are brand new. They were created like yesterday. So what is this stuff? And like, look at what the technology was 50 years ago and now. What is it? What are we going to do in 50 more years? Please. I think we're just going to be able to download our consciousness and onto like a disk drive and upload. I think we're not as far away from these things as we think.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked you that one.
Yeah. And like, it's weird because like the more I learn about science and all this stuff, the more I kind of, I don't know, go, yeah, there's maybe some other mysteries of the universe.
Well, hopefully we can learn some more, because I'm not a big fan of secrets and mysteries and surprises.
I have an update, speaking of science-y stuff.
Okay.
And secrets and mysteries. So, remember the cookies in space?
Yes, the crumbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, they, the prototype, like the cookie launched, successfully made up in space. There's more to this story.
Oh, okay. Well, what was the original one for the audience?
So we had just talked about how they were going to bake cookies in space.
Yes.
And how like crumbs were a problem, but don't worry, they figured it out. And like you have to like use a different kind of heating element because you can't have convection in space. Also, little aside, what's the difference between convection and rate? Like, what the hell is convection?
I believe that it is the particular way that the air is circulated.
Okay, because I tried to cook a potato with that last night, and after about an hour and a half, I was like, I'm trying another option. And I think I just used the convection because I had read about this article, and I was like, if it can't be done in space, we should take full advantage of it here on Earth. And
What it does best, but I do think
a potato.
Right. I've seen it used for cakes.
Oh, maybe something like that, where like doesn't make it fall. Okay, who knows? But again, not for potatoes. So the NASA like launched this, and they're like, we're going to bake a cookie in space. This is one thing that they did not have in the original article.
Oven mitts. Oh, I thought you were going to say didn't have when they went up.
What if that was it? And that was like the thing that they didn't think. They're they're using their little like spacewalk hand suit. that's great. Which I think would be very appropriate for.
Right.
It's like the oven glove in space. So great. But this is the thing. So it says the brand's cookie dough will be baked inside a prototype oven in the coming days by astronauts in this historic scientific experiment, blah, 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 blah. Announced earlier this year, the launch is a result of a partnership between DoubleTree by Hilton.
No.
They were DoubleTree cookies.
I mean, they are good.
I mean, they are delicious. But could you – that was – I felt like – because I read the article and it says the DoubleTree dough. And I was like, whoa. Don't – you're just going to say DoubleTree dough like that? Like that's a thing? I was like, did they misspell Toll House? I was like, no, they live in tree. The gnomes live in a tree, but it's called Toll House or whatever. But then I was like, is that even it? No, that's like
– I'm dying.
That's like a different brand altogether. What elves? I thought that –
Sarah, this is really funny.
So I was like mad because now it's like I
yeah,
it's really just a kitchen. It's a cookie, a hotel. Maybe this is like, and then like they there's like that moon mission where they're like talking about like colonizing the moon or whatevs. So what are we going to build a fucking Hilton up there? A DoubleTree?
Hey.
And this is like, they're like, in order for us to put our name on the moon, we got to make sure we can provide the cookies.
Yeah, we're nothing without them.
it's not a- the hurdle they had to get over. Everything else totally
sorted it all
yeah,
out.
The rest will work itself out. Cookies in space.
I'm crying.
Oh my god, that's
so
funny.
Are you trying to tell me that DoubleTree by Hilton mm-hmm. has paid for this
Correct.
Situation?
Correct.
That is so dumb.
So thank you. So dumb to me. And so then they sent the astronaut. They sent the up to space these pre-fabricated cookie like dough. Like pressed cookie, basically like, you know when you go and you get the cookies at the grocery store that come in little squares? And,
yeah.
And you just pop them in and they require zero work. They did that. And then this is the worst part where it's like, fuck you, DoubleTree.
Wait, I gotta write that down. Okay.
The astronauts, after all that work. Baking cookies and cheese have to deal with the smell of chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Have to bag them up and send them home because it's all just part of the experiment. They don't even get to eat them. Not even one. Didn't even lick the spoon. Don't even get to enjoy a little bit of the batter. No
what
cookie
is the
dough.
Reason?
For science. They had to do the experiment. Then they had to put them in sealing bags. And then send them home.
Well, why were we even so worried about the crumbs anyways then?
Right. This whole thing was just like a marketing thing
wow.
for Hilton. And then to think that we're like taking the time. Like one of the women who were part of this whole cooking baking process was the woman who just set the record for the most time spent in space. Like by
oh,
any
yeah.
woman. It was like over 288 days.
Yeah.
Give the woman a damn cookie, and you got it. You're making her. You're making her be Betty Crocker up there, and then she's got to send him home. You don't even let her eat even one.
It's outrageous.
What happened to Baker's dozen? So they're supposed to be like one that you get to
Stop
keep.
It. Did you plan these jokes?
No, I didn't. But that's great.
What happened to a Baker's dozen? I think Sarah needs a break, and I know what she will do with it. She will play Best Fiends.
So much.
In fact, me about your progress.
It's so good. My New Year's resolution had to be to allow myself time for brain breaks at appropriate times.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Because I did not want to stop my progress. However, it can't keep keeping me up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, yeah, you have to have limits
yes,
on that.
I love it.
It's so fun. Best Fiends is a casual game, so anyone can play it. And you can spend as much time or as little as you like. Don't feel pressure to stay up late.
Right.
But
now
it's
I feel
fun
just like
they
crush the level and then just put it
crush
down.
It. Yeah. And they have all these really cute characters and there's these little challenges that you can do. So it's stimulates your noggin.
Yes.
I always love that. And they have updates. They always have new levels and events.
You feel like you're learning too.
Yeah.
Cause like I learned a new trick and I was like, Oh, yes.
She's
and that's like the best. Because it's like a little brain orgasm.
Yeah, it's satisfying.
Yes. Or satisfying. You can use that word too.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles. Collect tons of cute characters. Trust us. With over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile app puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Shall do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So basically, I'm mad at DoubleTree.
She's
for
mad
not,
at DoubleTree.
But they did say in the end of the article, they were like, "Don't worry, guys. That the astronauts aboard the ISS will be given the opportunity to enjoy special pre-baked DoubleTree cookies, since those baked in the prototype oven will return to Earth." So like. But they don't get that for a few weeks. So they had to, like, do their experiment, think about cookies, send the cookies back home, and then have to wait around for DoubleTree to send them already baked ones.
That's such an odd thing. It's strange to me that these brilliant people...
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Or wasting their goddamn time baking DoubleTree cookies.
Yeah, they've been reduced to domestic goddesses in space.
Correct.
No, thank you.
Unless DoubleTree would like to sponsor us, in which case I love...
I like DoubleTree.
Right.
I just don't like this mission.
Yeah, isn't that just...
P.S. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, please. I love this.
When we were in Orlando, we went to all the parks, and we went to... It was at Epcot, yeah. And they have this fucking ride.
Oh, my God. I love Fired Up Susie. This is great. I can't even wait for what's going to come out next.
It's called, I think, Mission Space.
Okay.
And it's a virtual reality.
Got it.
Scenario. But
is that why we're using the air quotes?
And yeah, because I like ride. I don't even know if it is a ride. I don't know if it was actually moving or not.
Oh.
That's how real it was and how intense it was. And I'm like, was it moving? Like, I still don't know.
Whoa.
Because, like, you know.
So you've been on the one at Disneyland here, the Star Tours or Star Wars.
I think so.
So it's way different than that. It's way more than that.
This wasn't like anything I've
ever
had.
Okay, tell me.
It's awesome. I want to do it again. Like, wow. I'm not complaining. It was life-changing. It's like when you did shrooms and then you were forever changed.
I love it.
So we were in this pod and they closed the doors. It's just the four of us. And, you know, it's virtual reality, so it's consuming. And then they have, like, a fan on you, so it's, like, stimulates that sensory experience. And, fuck, I mean, I'm pretty sure I went to Mars.
Oh, my God.
Or the moon or something.
That's really cool.
It was really intense, and Lincoln did it with me, and maybe that's why it was doubly intense. Yeah, because I was worried that he was going to be like, the fuck. It had air sick bags.
Oh
for
God.
Everybody, you get one automatically, an air sick bag.
Because, like, they know that you might be, oh
yes!
My God. I thought they were just like, you know, trying to keep with the, no, but like that's because people might need it.
For sure.
Okay. So tell me what happened. So you go in there and it's a pod. And then are you like,
there's
what
a
do you,
screen.
You sit.
Mm-hmm. And they make you wear that harness that you wear on like really intense coasters.
Yeah.
So I think
is
it
that
moves.
Adding to
I
the,
don't know, Sarah. I don't know. I think it does move. It spins, I think.
Oh.
I think it does spin.
Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't.
Yeah.
And I just think that. So Adam's like, he didn't go on it. So he was like, I'm going to go on YouTube and watch it because you know how you can do this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look scary at all.
Right, of course, because you need to be physically in the environment and fix. Right. Like, it's all that shows it's like they're so good at giving you, they're filling in all the holes that your brain. Like anywhere where your brain would normally fill in, they're like doing that the work for you.
Yeah,
they're like,
man.
You know how you like gather information from your surroundings. So if you're like, oh,
yeah.
I'm moving.
It's windy.
Like we went on a boat. We went fishing the Christmas day. And when I got back, I was like, oh my God, I can't stop feeling like I'm on a boat still.
Yeah.
And then on my coffee table, you know that thing that happens when you have a wine glass and there's some water on the table and the wine glass moves?
Yeah.
I was like, this is making me feel crazy because my visual experience right now is confirming the physical one and like, is my house moving?
Yeah,
right. I was like, I have not had that much to drink. Why do I feel like this?
Yeah.
And it was like tripping me out that the table looked like it was moving. So in my attempts to look at the table to steady myself,
It did not help.
It made it worse. It just made me, I was like, yes. Is anybody else experiencing this? And they were like, we weren't until you started talking about it.
Yeah, they had little vertigo too.
Yeah, and it wasn't until I kept, I don't know if it's one of those things where like, it's kind of like we were talking about in the past episode of like the crease in the sock where as soon as I start thinking about it, I just like can't stop.
Yeah.
Where like I drew my attention to this feeling and then or like when you have something in your teeth and you like pick at it and then like
even when it's gone you're like still
and like other people are just so good at being in the moment and we're like playing a game of cards and they were just playing cards and I like can't stop thinking that I'm on a boat and so they were fine until I kept bringing it up and I'd be like oh it's happening again and they'd be like stop saying that it's happening to me too now when you say that
it doesn't take much to alter your reality and that's why you know things like witness testimony and whatever.
It takes nothing to alter mine. And I'm so susceptible to hypnosis and all those kind of like, like I'm telling
you. Which
has
a good and bad thing.
Totally. It's like that Fox Mulder poster, I want to believe, like it's so real for me. It's like my brain's like, you want this to be, let's make it true.
Yeah. You would love this ride then. Because
I know I would.
It was amazing.
Because I will completely immerse myself in that. It doesn't take much. So that's why when you said they had air sick bags, I was like, oh wow, that really adds to the ambiance. Like it really is creating the scene.
And it might be that,
you know,
I parents fuck up their kids though, because he was totally fine.
I'm sure.
I was projecting.
There was something else that you did this about.
Yeah. I do it all the time with him. I'm the worst mom. I'm such a snowplow parent. It's terrible.
Like, it's totally fine, mom.
Yeah, he was worried because you each get assigned a job and you're supposed to push buttons. And you really are supposed to do it. Yeah. If you don't, it'll say override. I didn't do any of them. Then he was just like, how will I know when to... Like, he was wanting
concerned
to make
about
sure.
His task.
Yeah.
And how smart... See, nothing is not thought through, especially at Disneyland.
Yeah.
That...
Yeah.
Is a way to combat fear and anxiety in children because you're giving them a task. It's so genius. This is what I see. Everything relates to something. This is like the same reason why I love the Jewish faith. And when they die, you have to bury them in 3 days. Yeah. And there are all these rules because it keeps you busy and gives you something to do. And then you don't have a breakdown.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing for your child.
Yeah. I mean,
give them a task.
I used to kind of be critical of the Disney Corporation, but I'll tell you what, they fucking know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It was a magical experience.
Oh, that's great. I'm really glad that you got that.
Yeah. I want to do it again, though, but I bet they don't have it at Disneyland. Maybe they do now.
They don't. Not at regular Disneyland. No, that's kind of like a special, that whole Epcot area.
I fucking love Epcot.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's great.
You can drink there if you want.
Oh, I would love that.
You can eat nice food because it's like,
isn't it like the all different cultures represented? And I feel like there's one that people get mad isn't there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but that's fun.
Yeah.
A little scandal.
Yeah, there's like some, somebody, maybe I just read this somewhere a long time ago. It was like nationality not at Epcot. That's like an obvious one. I don't know.
It seems like there's an agenda.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it was fun when we went through the UK area. They had a fish and chip shop and smelled like England and... Mm-hmm. That was nice for Adam.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, a little simulation. Oh, here's a fun behind-the-scenes Disney story.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law is a bus driver for Disney, and she happens to work the Epcot beat. And her job is in the evening at Quentin time. She goes back behind Epcot and picks up all the cast members.
Oh, that's cool.
But they're really all from those countries. So she picks up like the Japanese cast members, then the French ones. And we were having a conversation about like, do you notice any different
behaviors
good and stuff?
Question.
It was so fun. She said, one thing is like, it's not an accurate representation because pretty much everyone that works for Disney is super nice.
Oh, like, yes.
So like, even at 2 a.m, after working
all
day, they're like, thanks so much.
Yeah.
You know,
oh my God.
We probably don't know the truth, but you know, like the French guys are all smoking before they get on, stuff like that. It's just really cute. And, but I thought, what an interesting bus route to take. Like, you take a ride through the world.
So do the people at Disney make an effort to hire people who are from whatever...
At Epcot.
at Epcot.
Yeah, like you have to be from that country.
Oh my gosh, for that that's cool. Country.
Yeah. And so they're all native from the wherever they're representing.
It kind of gives you that. And it's I very bet authentic. If, yes, and if you were somebody, you know, because I can like imagine what people who are like, well, everybody should get to work, but whatever. If you're somebody who was from one of these countries and you wanted to, I don't know, show people a little bit about, like, I think it's a great, I think it's fun, especially for the kind of.
If you're not going to travel too.
Yeah, for the I kind of people that. Who maybe are choosing a Disneyland trip over yeah. an international trip, like to get that.
And this is what I was saying to Phil Rosenthal when he was on our show, which is that you can, if you can't afford travel, right. you could go to the restaurant in your neighborhood that totally. Serves food you don't know. And yes. there's lots of ways to do it.
Absolutely.
No matter where you're from, though, you ought to brush your teeth.
And if you're traveling, this is one to take.
The Quip toothbrush. Have you guys gotten yours yet? It is the best. I just bought Lincoln a kid one and got the kid version of their toothpaste. This is a great thing if you have kids to buy for them because there's a timer built into the brush. So it tells them exactly how long to brush for. And it pauses telling them when to switch sides of their mouth and stuff like that. My favorite part is that it mounts to your mirror and looks really sleek. It's not like those bulky electric toothbrushes we grew up with that are ridiculous. I just love mine. And it looks nice in your bathroom and does such a great job. And then they send you, like, every 3 months the replacement head, which is crucial.
And the toothpaste.
That's why we love Quip and why it's perfect for getting back into your routine. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/braincandy right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/braincandy.
Did you see the beautiful all-black one?
No.
Oh, it's so sick.
What?
It's all-black. It's, like, chrome. It's gorgeous. It might have been just for the holidays. I almost pulled the trigger on it and got it, even though I already have one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that is like the Lamborghini.
How do you even know that, though? Like, if you already have one, why would you even be aware?
Because Ren asked for a Quip. He was like, I would like a Quip toothbrush.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, I should just get me one. And then I didn't even end up getting him one.
Well, now it's not too late. You can still do that.
Right, right. I'm like, happy Valentine's Day, honey. I got you a subscription for sparkly teeth.
We were watching the Golden Globes the other day, and
me too.
There was that kid. Oh. He was in Jojo Rabbit. Did you see him?
Yes.
And he has those fucked up teeth. And
yes, but
I didn't
so
know
cute.
Who he is, but I saw his teeth, and I was like, "Hey, Ad, do you think he's British?" And Adam's like, please tell me he's not. And then he started talking. Yeah, I was so happy because I was like, "Let me just tell you, that kid's 12, I think. Mm-hmm. That would not happen here.
No, it wouldn't." Like, but they're right to do it that way because my teeth went right back to being, well, not right back, but it was a waste of time.
When did you get yours?
I got them on when I was in fifth or sixth grade.
And they went back?
Yeah.
They were determined to be fucked up?
Yeah.
They look straight right now.
It's the stuff, but there's a crossbite. Like, my teeth aren't in the right place for.
Look, this is about vanity, Sarah. It's not about accuracy.
Correct.
Anyway, sorry. Carry on.
No.
I've totally sabotaged your whole.
There's no sabotage. It's all great.
Well, that's all. I mean, Disney was great. The end.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. That's funny. Would you or did you hear about the word of the year from Merriam-Webster?
Mm-hmm. Is it two words?
There are a few.
Oh, okay.
Well, one of the words, the number one pick, the word of the year that they chose was they.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
I like that word. The word of the year, Merriam-Webster, straight from their website, is they.
I'm so glad.
Yes. It says, it reflects a surprising fact. Even a basic term, a personal pronoun, can rise to the top of our data.
Great.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And
I think we should get rid of pronouns otherwise. I don't think we should call anybody he or she.
I was thinking about that the other day, that this, it's just how language develops.
Yeah, it's just a habit.
It is. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of cultures that things aren't, not a lot, but there are absolutely examples of cultures where things don't have a, you know, there isn't a masculine or a feminine, or we could undo that.
And then there's other cultures where it's like everything's masculine or feminine, even objects, which is so weird.
Right.
It's like Spanish.
Yes, everything. But then it makes sense, though, when it's like,
You kind of love it?
La Mesa. I'm like, yeah, that is a lady table. Like, what? I don't know why. It just like certain things were like, it's a lady table. I would almost say it's kind of like a form of synesthesia where you're like, you feel that the object has a gender. There's nothing about that object that has a gender. It's just like our feeling. But yeah, so I thought they was a perfect word. I think it's so great when they use words that, I don't know, continue the conversation or then make you think about it in a different way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think we should kind of start. Remember I read that article where they were talking about a researcher and I didn't know if it was, and I was like, is it a male or female?
Yeah.
And like, maybe we need a little more of that.
Yeah. Cause I'm of two minds about it. Like I said, the reason why I don't want there to be pronouns otherwise is just cause I have trouble keeping track and getting it right all the time when someone has specifications that aren't obvious to me. And so it would just be easier if there was just uniform language.
Yeah, yeah.
But because there isn't uniform language, I do get kind of fed up with the pronoun requests. Mm-hmm. But that's like my own secret bias that I'm only sharing because that's what we do.
Yes, of course. And that like, it says that I'm trying to like think about another option, but it says that we lack a gender-neutral singular pronoun to correspond neatly with singular pronouns like everyone or someone.
Yeah.
And as a consequence, they has been used for this purpose.
Yeah.
It's almost like kind of what you're getting. You're like itching for there to be some other option and you kind of have
to be. Well, we do it all the time. Like if somebody's referring to something they learned or something they heard, you could say, well, what did they say? If you don't know if it was a man or a woman, we do it automatically.
Are you saying you want, like you're kind of like me when I read that article where you want there to be, like you want more information?
It's not that I want it. It's that our brains are trained to think that way.
Correct.
So it's hard to undo that.
Yeah.
And so I hope in the future, this is all a problem of the past.
Right. I totally agree. Because I think that if I were to read that same article years from now, then that same thing that made me go like, oh, where I need to know what gender this, or I wouldn't, it wouldn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
It would be like I would just read it and it would sound normal.
Yeah.
You know?
We're kind of in that growing pains moment.
Yes, which is why they is such a good word to make as like the word of the year.
Yeah. We all just have to get in the habit of using it more.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Why does it sound like there's a toilet flushing in my ear?
Let me see.
Did you hear that?
I hear static. This is a...
Oh, that's just the outside. That's just regular noise.
What is it? Just the furnace?
Oh, it's the furnace. Maybe. That's loud.
Believe me, the audience has told me.
Right. Here I am. Some of the other words that made the list, quid pro quo. Mm. There's your mold. Maybe that's what you're thinking of the impeach. Crawdad.
Oh, yeah, because of that book.
What's this?
There was a best-selling book that was, you know,
Crawdad Sings or something like that.
And,
yeah.
And a lot of people didn't know what it was.
Oh, it's just like a... like a shellfish, like a crawdad, like a shrimp, but from rivers.
They didn't know that.
Oh. We used to catch them all the time.
Where do you live? Fucking Mississippi?
No, they would have little crawdads in the rivers and lakes what the hell is that? Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
those
back
little
there.
Pools
yes,
and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't eat them, and we didn't have nearly the recipes. Egregious, that's another word. Clemency? I don't know that one. What's that?
That's like innocence, you know?
Oh, okay, yes. Oh, with the 16-year-old who was the murderer when she was sex trafficked, and, you know?
Oh,
that's where it came. Oh, my gosh. Willingness or ability to moderate the severity of a punishment. Oh, my gosh. That's sad. this is interesting. Number 6 out of 10 on the list is the. Very common words are looked up frequently in the dictionary. Love is among the top 5 lookups in the history of our site. That's interesting, which is sometimes surprising to people, but it's truly rare to see one of the most basic functioning words in the English language spike up in our data. The Ohio State University filed a trademark application in August for the word the.
Yeah.
With the U.S. Patent Office in order to protect the new branding logo that emphasizes that the is part of the official name of the institution. And the spiked 500% in their lookups. What? You wanted to trademark the?
Yeah.
Fuck off, Ohio.
They just recently doubled down because even though they were completely roasted online for this ridiculous effort, they also were suing somebody who had an O as their logo, even though the O's were not the same.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're real
like Oregon.
Protective.
They're probably suing Oregon
State.
It
wasn't a school or anything. It was a company.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, it wasn't as if you would mistake it for the other.
When I worked for Duke Bourbon, it was the son of John Wayne, Ethan Wayne, who started this bourbon that's modeled after his dad's, like a bottle from his dad's collection. And the Duke is John Wayne's nickname. Everybody knows that's John Wayne.
Yeah.
That is his, like, family name. They, Duke University, tried to sue for trademark. They lost.
Yeah.
But they tried, and they're like, no, sorry, John Wayne, and it doesn't have any relation. It doesn't look the same. It's the school just didn't want the relationship between the alcohol. And I was like, oh, you think this is going to be now we're going to, like, turn our nose up at the connection between alcohol and on college campuses? It's the problem is this.
That's so funny.
I think maybe not.
I swear, like, if you have a bunch of lawyers on your payroll, then they have to keep themselves busy.
Oh, for sure.
And they'll just do that type of stuff. Because, you know, it might stick.
This is a word I don't even know how to pronounce. Tergiversation? It says it's the top lookup on January 24th, I guess, of last year, up 39,000% after the words used in an article by the Washington Post columnist on the previous day. Here's how they used it. It's during the government shutdown, Graham's tergiversations, sorry, this is the precise word, have amazed. Look at tergiversations?
And it means evasion of straightforward action or clear-cut statement. That isn't the most precise word.
Yeah, and why would you do that to us? And it's like,
I hate people that do that.
Yeah. I did love number 9 on the list, which is camp. And I not bet you did. I didn't like it for camping. I liked it in the actual way that they mean it.
Why? Oh,
camp,
for camping.
Like camp. Yeah.
Like in, gay people.
Yes.
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 Yes. Right,
yes.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Yes.
I like that too.
Yes. Camp was the bell of the dictionary ball, they said. I love that. Go figure Merriam-Webster being clever with how they
They're
talk
always
about
great
it.
About
I really
that.
Love that. So I liked that. And there were some other ones. You guys should check that out. Some past words of the year. 2018 was justice. 2017 was feminism. 2016, surreal. 2014, ism, like as in putting that at the end. 2014, culture. 2013, science. These are weird words. You know, interesting. Wow.
I suppose if you had them all for 100 years, you would see they would be a great way to.
Yeah. And I guess they're not like words that they've decided, like, it's not like person of the year that somebody like chose. It's like, this is the most searched that people want to know the answers to. And that
they reflect something larger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're done.
Yeah. Just done.
We're just done.
We have no more words.
We are out of words.
I talked about the cat piano.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah.
All right, people.
Did
we're
I
out
talk
here.
About the penis fishes yet?
Penis fishes?
Oh, no. We'll have to save that. Fish, I should say. Not fishes. We'll have to save that for next time.
Okay. That'll give you guys something to look forward to.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.